Today's gospel comes to us from John, the first chapter, and can be found in your pew Bible on page 862. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, Jesus said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yesterday was the Power of the Pen, the competition at Timberstone, and Vivian was involved with that. And it's a competition for people who are doing creative writing. And I always think that's just a fascinating process to write, because so much thought goes into that very first sentence that writers put down, or that very first scene in a movie that is filmed. Because that first sentence, that first thing that happens in a book or a movie, kind of sets the tone for all the rest of what comes next. And so in Star Wars, if you were in the theater to see the very first Star Wars movie and to see those words come up from the bottom of the screen and go up to the top of the screen, and it put you right in the middle of this dramatic fight between good and evil. And I think about books and think of the words, the first sentence of books, and especially one of my favorite, Pride and Prejudice, begins with this sentence: "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must also be in want of a wife, yes, because you can't be a single man and not be, you know, not have any money and not be wanting to get married, I guess. And here in today's gospel, Sean read for us Paul's first words to the church in Corinth, words that appear to flatter them about how wonderful they are. And yet, once you get past that first initial couple phrases, Paul launches into those people and says, "Look, you think you've got everything together? Not by a long shot. You need to shape up here and here and here." And so those first words that are used in letters, in books, in movies are often important. And today we hear in John the first words that Jesus speaks in the whole gospel. And Jesus asks kind of a simple question, and yet it's really quite a profound one as well. Jesus asks, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" And it's a good question. It's a good question. And as the Gospel of John unfolds, will we find people who are looking for a variety of different things? There are people who are looking for glory and fame to sit at Jesus' right and at his left. There are people who are looking for miracles, people who follow Jesus, these crowds that follow Jesus because he fed 5,000 people with just two fish and a couple loaves of bread, and they want to see this happen again. And they're excited about the prospect of free food, because who isn't a fan of free food? There are people who are looking for the destruction of Jesus as a threat to their power. The religious authorities want to see Jesus destroyed. There are people who are looking for meaning. Nicodemus, who sneaks in after dark to ask Jesus some questions. The woman at the well, who comes there to draw water and kind of stumbles into Jesus. And they have this profound question, this conversation about what it means to have the water that gives eternal life. And then there are the conversations Jesus has with the disciples, the two that we meet today, who Jesus says to them, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" And the reply is interesting, because they say, "Teacher, where are you staying? Teacher, where are you staying?" And that's quite interesting as well. Jesus' question, "What are you looking for?" is something that I kind of asked you all to think about a couple weeks ago when we had the Nativity Challenge, the Mannequin Challenge, the Living Nativity. Because at that day, you all got a little piece of paper that said, "What brings you to the manger?" And those who were here filled that out. And it's interesting what people wrote down as what brought them to the manger, which is kind of the same as what you're looking for. And people wrote down, by far and away, the most popular response was love. That's what brought people to the manger. That's what people are looking for. But then there are also the answer, forgiveness, hope, belief, peace, my love for Jesus, thankfulness, salvation. And I think as we look to Jesus, that those are things that we are looking for, that we are looking for. And so the next question is really, have you found? Have you found it? Have you found what you're looking for? The disciples say, "Teacher, where are you staying?" Which doesn't seem to really answer the question, what are you looking for? But in another way it does, because that staying, that remaining, that abiding is a big idea in the Gospel of John. This summer, we'll hear Jesus say, "I am the vine, you are the branches. And we need each other to live together. And you can't have vine without branches, and you can't have branches without vine." That we are knit together and we need each other in this kind of symbiotic relationship. And so they say, "Teacher, we think you're what we need. You're what we're looking for. And where are you staying? And can we stay with you? Can we remain with you? Can we become part of what you're doing?" So a question this morning is, have you found what you're looking for in Jesus? Have you found what you're looking for in Jesus? And if the answer is yes, are you willing to go and tell others about this? The disciples of John who first come, the two, are Andrew and somebody whose name we don't really know. But Andrew goes and finds his brother, Simon, who becomes Simon Peter, and brings Peter in to meet Jesus. And that bringing somebody else, that telling somebody else, is an integral part of what we need to do as we seek to follow Jesus. And we see that not only in these first words of Jesus, but also in the last words that Jesus speaks in the Gospel of John. Early on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb, and she's amazed to find that the stone is rolled away, and she stands there crying because she doesn't know where Jesus' body has been laid. And this man comes up and asks her this question, and see if this sounds familiar. The man says, "Whom are you looking for? Whom are you looking for?" And Mary garbles something about a body that's missing, and she thinks he's the gardener. And the man says, "Mary." And Mary says, "Teacher, teacher." And here we come back full circle to what these two disciples say. Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" And they say, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And Mary, after she says, "Teacher," Mary is told to go out and tell the rest of the disciples the good news that Jesus is risen from the dead. And so the Gospel of John comes kind of full circle. What are you looking for? Whom are you looking for? Teacher, teacher. Like the disciples, like Mary, are you ready to tell others what you have found in Jesus? Amen.